Om Shanti. Welcome to our morning session with Sudesh Didi. And we have with us Stena from Italy. She lives in the center and she helps in NCT and also does a lot of administration in Italy center. And originally she's from Iceland. And today we have a topic of keeping harmony with our inner and outer world. Before that, I would like to welcome Didi because she's been tirelessly giving time individually, group, and today. And on behalf of whoever present here and also whoever present online, and on behalf of everyone, I would like to welcome Didi. And also welcoming Stena. Thank you. I leave with them to explore today's topic, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, I wanted to ask you, Didi, because you came in the early days, 1957, when Mama and Papa and all the daddies were still there. And myself and many of us, we tend to think that everything was so easy and just harmonious and balanced and just love. But I'm sure there must have been some challenges. So if you would like to tell us about your experiences and maybe some stories and some challenges that you overcame.
Om Shanti. First of all, thanks for invitation. But in fact, it's my pleasure to be with all of you because I like to communicate. I like to share. And more so, I like to hear all of you, from all of you. And so this, I took opportunity of this day because something got cancelled. And I said, better so. I would like to then fill in the gap. So, drama is wonderful and very special, beneficial. Okay, now the topic. Because through harmonizing our sanskaras, we reveal God. But in fact, God reveals us when we learn to create that kind of atmosphere of harmony, harmonizing our sanskaras with each other. Before that, we harmonize our own personality, that is, our desires, or our wish, or our needs, or our demands, or our thoughts, all comes a kind of competition. It is also with our intellect. Intellect says no. Sometimes intellect says yes. And sanskaras sometimes are in action by making the harmony between mind and intellect. And sometimes mind is saying, yes, this is right, I want, this is okay. Intellect is deciding this, yes, fine. But old sanskaras take time to put that into action. Because of laziness, carelessness, or sometime in the form of reactions to the situations. So it is harmony in our own selves is the real harmony which enables us to have harmony with others. And Mama and Baba's time, in fact, that was the seed that both of them worked on themselves first. And it was such a difference of age between Baba and Mama. Now we say, oh, because we cannot have the harmony because of age difference. That in Mama and Baba it was natural, a big age difference. But stage was so powerful that worked. Baba created a stage. Through their stage, their children could express, the children could play their role with respect and with harmony. With love. 350 living together, coming from different community. It was all Sindhi community, but there was also difference of the kind of standard. Some were business people, and some were those who were working outside Bharat. And some were people, those who were having a job which will get fixed salary. Then some were coming from villages, other were living in big countries. And of course in society, not everyone is wealthy. It was such a society, because this is everywhere in a country, people of different standards live. And so same was at that time, different standard of living of everyone. Another thing, it was three different cultures were at that time. It was British rule. It is the country of Muslim, those who have Muslim religion. And here, those Bharatvasis, those who were practicing all the culture which is known as Hindu, or Baba created it as divine culture of divinity. So there were many differences actually. And in that Baba created that harmony, Mama and Baba. Mama always had the mantra of Hanji, yes please. It was accepting with great love and respect and with happiness, because knowing what Baba is telling us, it is beneficial for us. And Mama understood that Brahma Baba is experienced of the society's culture. He is experienced of the mentality of different level people, because his business was with high level people, with rich, because his business was of that quality, that viceroys or ex-kings' families were his, or kings were his, what is called customers. So he had to deal with them. So Mama could see the standard, Laukik standard, as well as the spiritual standard of Brahma Baba. So focusing on that. And other aspect was, Mama worked what Baba said. She did not repeat, But she worked on herself from the very beginning, which created a yajna of harmony. What was it that Baba, Brahma Baba used to went Kashmir at that time? In 1937, between 37, 38, or 36, exact date, I don't remember, but the beginning time must be between 36, 37. It was, at that time, it was not revealed that Shiv Baba is teaching. Brahma Baba used to, they had many, many visions, all the 350 people had many visions from Brahma Baba, and all were having faith, Brahma is Sri Krishna. So everyone was focused on Brahma Baba, or everyone was experiencing the mantra of Om, the joy and atmosphere of chanting Om. So now how Mama actually created that harmony between those who were, Baba had gone, and those who were present in Karachi, in Hyderabad. So Shiv Baba used to touch Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba in the early morning, 3 o'clock or 2:30 or 4, Amrit Vela time, used to give inspirations to Brahma Baba, and was some written teachings were there. Brahma Baba sent this to a group of 5 sisters and asked them to share it with others, those who are in community in Sindh, then in Karachi. So these 5 sisters, turn by turn, would get this message through post. But Mama specially worked on itself, what teachings were there. Mama practiced this, experienced it, and used to meditate. Same time, she did not know that Shiv Baba is touching 2:30. She will get inspiration to get up early morning and meditate. And so then, this meditation was a kind of harmony, creating harmony within the self, which inspired others, and they started meditating. They used to be amazed that such a kind of atmosphere is created by Mama. So it was not any kind of external teaching, but it was becoming the embodiment of silence and knowledge. So everyone enjoyed what Mama was sharing, what Baba sent. And they felt that they were being sustained by Mama. When Baba came back, he realized that Mama was not only just reading, but it was becoming example of those teachings. So it was harmonizing not just the thoughts, but practical in practical life, which created respect in others and created great love. So love and respect became the source of harmonizing. If there was any difference of sanskaras, of course, each one comes with very natural sanskaras of competition, comparison, jealousy, finding themselves high. But here Mama's embodiment of these qualities made her Mama to generate harmony without speaking. And Brahma Baba, with Brahma Baba, it was because she was very faithful and obedient. There was no question of harmonizing. It was natural harmony. And so both, the power of both types, with community to deal with them, because Mama became the Baba came and gave her, started calling her Mama. She was not Mama at that time. She was Om Radhe, and one of the friends of all, one of the ordinary member of the society. But her dharana created respect and love. And in this way, when Mama received the responsibility of yagya, of buying things, of arranging the department and putting them with Didi Manmohini's cooperation, Didi Manmohini together became Mama. Didi Manmohini was the controller of the yagya. And so Mama accepted what Didi said, and her advice, Mama accepted Didi's advice, and Didi appreciated Mama's wisdom. So it was not a competition or harmonizing, it was like taking the support from each other. There was no challenges. So foundation was dharana. So this is how, because foundation was strong, and so whichever programs were made, everyone gave cooperation. So another aspect was that with cooperation, with love, with respect, and with cooperation. And fourth thing was that in the beginning, the more power of silence was there. There were classes, courses, what Baba taught, what Mama taught, that was the main thing. Baba's murli and Mama's sharing was the main thing that everyone appreciated. But all the program activity was throughout the day. Programs were written on the board. So it was the power of silence. So the atmosphere was very wonderful. So there was not any kind of obvious sanskaras which were clashing. But of course, sanskaras, old sanskaras are sanskaras. So must be some kind of inner reaction or inner jealousy, because Mama last became first. But Mama's detachment from everything, some people that definitely commented that this young girls became Mama, right? Because elderly mothers were there. But because Mama's humility and Mama's love made accepted everyone's with heart as Mama, the main thing is dharana. Dharana and personal attention. Brahma Babas was also always put attention on himself, because at that time Avyakta Bapdada's part was also a kind of reveal that Avyakta Brahma also exists.
You mentioned that harmony is first in ourselves.
Yes.
And then with others, and yes, that both Mama and Baba worked on themselves first.
Right.
I was just thinking this phrase, working on yourself. I believe it's different now, the understanding we have. What do you mean by working on yourself? How did Mama and Baba work on themselves?
It is certainly, at that time were challenges, many challenges from the society. From children, it was no question, every child was working on themselves, because Brahma Baba draw attention on working himself, and they saw Mama working on herself. So society was challenged. It created a revolution. All the teachings that Brahma Baba gave into the gathering what Shiv Baba was saying. And so the systems or maryadas became so natural opposition according to the society. First thing was food, because those who came, they had also habit of eating non-veg, because they were living in a country where non-veg was normal. And also those who had been outside in a Western country, they also, because of business, learned this. And so Baba then gave so much love and attention to cook food, means food should be cooked with so much love and so much care that it is so much tasty that they forget the other food. And so this is why very delicious food was cooked. Though now it would be considered, if we are body conscious, we look for it is not healthy. But what food they were living, that was not question of healthy, even harmful. because people thought it was joyful. But violence cannot be, if there is seed is violence, it cannot be beneficial for the body or for the mind. This science we understand now. Before that, vegetarian was considered powerful for the body. So Baba, actually in order to change their habits, change the sanskaras of others, did not give that teaching that you have to renounce this. But he offered such a powerful food. He taught the kitchen teachers, cooks, to cook such food that everyone loves to like this. So it used to be, of course, fried food, but always delicious, or some sweets, like for example, the foreigners like come here. They should not remember the family, but they should enjoy Baba's food. Dadiji used to say, cook chips for them. Every day it became a system of eating chips. Right? And that one is still, it continues. Though we know it is fried food, is not good, but because they like and love it. In the same way, sweets are loved. And then Baba always cooked some kind of special sweet, some kind of special rice with different things, with different vegetables, with different... So it was actually the taste of the tongue makes you speak. If you don't have satisfaction in sweet, you begin to criticize the cook. So it was... very natural way of how you, when guests came, for example, the relatives came. In the beginning, of course, relatives were very fascinated, they were coming. So Baba always cooked special food for them, or invited the guest to cook food special for them. So meaning was, as is the food, so is the mind. So Baba gave both kind of foods to change the sanskaras. That he gave the knowledge with which was attention on the self, through silence, introspection, and also he kept them busy in discussing the knowledge with each other. There was no public to give knowledge. There was only Brahmins were there. But Baba created a very good system, Baba and Mama, that what Baba taught, they used to repeat with each other. Or Baba created a system that one becomes a teacher, time, they change it time to time, and other becomes what is called jigyasu, the seekers, students, seekers, and they would ask these questions like on the path of bhakti, how God is not only present, how soul does not go into animal species, is all the knowledge that was against jnana in bhakti. So there was, mind was busy with knowledge. Then also it was busy on themselves for meditation, or another method he adopted, that those who used to go in trance, they would see the vision in trance of golden age. Now that golden age cannot be created here, but drama used to be created. And in this way, all became so busy and entertaining that there was no chance actually to go much into any kind of criticism for each other. Of course, it is not that all have come deities. All came from the ordinary societies. And you cannot assume that all changed everything in a second. But when Baba would see that there is certain kind of vibrations of jealousy, or certain kind of competition, or certain kind of atmosphere for each other, so class of dharana, Baba and Mama used to conduct, Mama especially would conduct the class, how we have to become deities, what are the Brahmin's qualities, what are the deity's qualities. And so it was, teachings were also there. And so as being, and also in order to transform their own sanskaras, Baba had created a special program of introspection. Introspection bhattis, where they used to have 7 days or 5 days or 3 days bhatti in a room. They will be there, no outside. They were not, of course, they would have the facility of shower and keeping themselves ready as a Brahmin Maryada. They don't come outside from the room. Everything was given to this group or individuals, food inside. So they eat inside, they meditate inside, they work on themselves. So it was actually real bhatti of self-realization, self-purification and self-transformation. So in this way, it made them very, very strong. And work, of course, increased. There were no workers from outside to cook for 350 people, to wash the dishes for all of them, or to organize washing clothes. All the departments were there. But it was always some kind of duties or cooperation given to each other. And so Baba and Mama, everything worked, were helped to change the sanskaras through personal tapasya, as well as it's God's yajna. Our sense organs are purified. To work on that, it is not work. It is not thinking that I have to do this. But it was considered, and training was there to do the work which brothers are doing. Wonderful thing was, Baba's daughter was given Baba gave her to change the sanskaras of consciousness, subtle sanskaras, that I have come from a very high family. She was Brahma Baba's daughter, and she was married equally high level society person, family, where she never did anything for herself because she had servant. Even to, she said that she never actually put the brush herself, toothpaste on her brush, toothbrush. Everything used to be ready, and she will go for shower. And here, Baba gave her the duty to clean the big pots. And the cooking pots. And you have heard the story, interesting story, that because it was big cook pot, and so she could clean from above with particular brush or whatever. And one day the pot was so stuck with some sweet things, because whatever was cooked must be with sugar or molasses, and so she could not take it out. She jumped in it and then tried to remove that to clean it. Baba and Mama were just went for a just tour to see what is happening everywhere. And Baba saw this pot is moving by itself. What it is that it is moving by itself? And then when it came close, they saw Nirmal Shanta Dadi was inside. Baba said, "Child, what are you doing inside the pot?" She said, "Baba, because this could not be clean from outside, I had to jump inside, and so I had to clean." That's another practical example of changing the consciousness of high family and high her own personality. Her slipper got broken. She torn out, the slipper was torn out. And she said to Baba, "Baba, somebody, the shoe repair, this should be given to the shoe repairs, a cobbler, no?" And Baba said, "You don't have a sense of a cobbler as well. The cobbler can repair, you can also repair." She got challenged inside, and so she repaired it. It became famous that Nirmal Shanta Dadi can repair the slippers. And whoever had the slipper broken would come to her. So my point was that Baba made it. On one side created self-respect, other side created humility. So it was the balance. He created a lot of intoxication that you are children of the Almighty, you are becoming deity, you are purest souls, you were worthy to be worshipped. But then what he taught them? To repair the buses, to clean the buses, to clean the house. So all physical work was done, but keeping the balance of inner intoxication. And explaining the secret of karma, that if you are karma yogi, you are not serving anyone else, but you are serving yajna, which is purifying your bones, we are purifying your sense organs. And in this way, must be some would be lazy, or some would be easy. Some would be really active and sensible to do the work according whatever is needed, some not. But it was accepted and given some cooperation. So which kept a very powerful atmosphere of yajna, of silence, and also at the same time love.
Wow, thank you. Just to finish this part of the yajna and all, you were there when both Mama and then Baba, Brahma Baba, left the body.
Yeah.
And I was calculating, you came in 57.
Yeah.
And Mama left the body in 65.
Yeah.
So you had 8 years.
Yeah.
How was it for you? It's a big challenge.
Yeah, actually, Mama used to come Delhi at that time a lot. And Mama's classes, Mama's teachings helped us to understand our sanskaras and so change our sanskaras. So, one time, one Kumari said, she was working and at the same time she came to stay at the center, and at the job, of course, of so many jobs, responsibility and tension and service in a center, expectations of others. So some people would have commented that this sister does not give cooperation or whatever, or she's lazy or whatever, something like that. And so she said to Mama, Mama, everyone gives comment on me and then I have to tolerate as different people's comment. Mama said in the class, with Kumari's class, that you have not died yet. She says, what more will I die? Die means tolerate. That is meaning was. Then Mama said that, she says, but I have died already because I have come and I've left the old world. So I died. I am a Brahmin. That's my new birth. Mama said, that's fine, but you are not fully died yet. He says, what do you mean? Mama said, a person is dead, means bodiless. Dead means bodiless. And bodiless means, no matter whatever comment is given by body-conscious people, or even by very much loving people, that does not affect the dead body, remains detached from that. Dead body hears, ears are there, but no hearing, no comment, no reaction. And so you have not died yet. So meaning was that be bodiless, because comments are coming from body conscious people. And if you want to keep your inner happiness, you see what you can do and what comment is right and what comment is not right. Then you don't change your actually, your heart should not be hurt by that, because you are at that time, you are also becoming body conscious. In order to conquer body conscious, you have to be soul conscious. In order to conquer jealousy, you have to have mercy for them. So Mama always taught how you handle it. You see qualities. In the same way for my own self, my personal experience. Anyway, we used to ask Mama, Mama, give us a mirror. Give us a mirror that where is the spot still in us? Means what are the weaknesses in us? So Mama will give very clear picture of where is kind of inferiority complex, where is superiority complex, what is the meaning of jealousy, what is the meaning of competition, what is real soul conscious, what is real body conscious. So these deep classes actually helped to create harmony within the self and also with others. But main thing I learnt was to pick up the virtues from others and not to compare my weakness, my good qualities with weakness of others. But, for example, my personal experience, I was living with three mothers. Dadi, Didi ji were there, Mama was there, time to time. Other seniors were there, but certainly big house where Baba Mama used to come. I was living with three mothers, one 65 years old, other 75 years old, other 80 years old, and I was 17 years old. So certainly their way of living or thinking was totally different than me. They were certainly, the mothers had responsibility and control and very disciplined in what duty was given. One mother had the duty of opening the letter box, and Murli used to, she would take the Murli from the letter box. And I was very fond of reading the Murli, fresh Murli, because I used to consider always Murli is love letter. It's not a Murli. It's God's love letter, because He speaks sweet children, lovely children. It's love letter of the parents. So, whenever I wanted her Murli, she says, no, the day it is reading Murli, you will get that. We don't get Murli at that time immediately. It used to come 2 months later after Murli is spoken. Because of handwriting, handwritten Murli, then photocopy printed, then by post. So real Murli we will get after 2 months. But for us it was less fresh Murli. I thought, now how to get Murli from her? So I started sharing with her this, whatever Murli we read today. Mama, my niece, Vasanti was her name. I said, Vasanti, mother, today was such a wonderful point in Murli. She says, also I liked it. And then another point I shared, she says, but I didn't understand this. Nay, I said, Baba has spoken this Murli before as well. So I, every day, sharing, special time giving to her, speaking Murli to her. I mean, sharing points, not Murli, a point. And then she said, but what is in the new Murli? Tell me what is in the new Murli. So she started giving me new Murli. So I got the Murli because of giving her the, this, what is satisfying her as well, created curiosity in her. So this was the, this was no conflict, but this conflict was there. I want and she does not want. Another one example is that one mother was very, very, really controlling mother. And if you don't help her at that time, she would immediately make comment. And then make one or another kind of title she would give. So one sister in our center, she was mature, but she was a Kumari. And she was the sewing teacher. So she was also about 35 years old. She had lived in the world and felt the society. She said to me, what are these mothers like? You are not their daughter-in-law. How they treat you as your daughter-in-law? I say, it doesn't matter, because they have their own sanskaras. And I am Baba's child anyway. I don't mind. If they have any comment, I pay attention, because they are mature. I have learned their nature and sanskaras, no problem. Then she spoke to Didi ji, Didi Manmohini, the one who was the head of the, from at that time, from Ahmedabad to Kashmir. All area was under her. She was then Didi Manmohini. So she spoke to Didi Manmohini that she doesn't like this mother's behavior with Sudesh. They treat her like their daughter-in-law, sometimes rejecting, sometimes correcting, sometimes demanding, sometimes bossy, in different ways. But I didn't mind. I said, it's their age, certainly. And they, at the home, they have treated the girls like this. So no problem. They don't have any, I don't have any kind of karmic account with them. This is my thought. It's their drama and my drama is godly service. Their drama is another. So, Didi asked me that, is it right that they treat you like the daughter-in-law? I said, yes, I accept this. She says, you accept this? I say, yes, Didi, I have great intoxication that I am married to the King of Kings. Shiv Baba is the King of Kings. And so many mothers, these mothers, have made Baba their child. And I am married to their son, Shiv Baba. So certainly they are my mother-in-laws. So they have a right to say whatever they want to say. Didi smiled and said this. So what was that I did not take their comment personally. I understood that was their behavior and sanskaras they have lived in the past. And now they are so busy in karma yoga and not so much in study. So this is their nature. I never considered it karmic account. I thought it was drama. Not karma, but drama. But one thing I did not like, that because they will shout sometimes. And I felt that if they are shouting and people are there in the class, see, they would say anything. Why didn't you come to cut the vegetable? What were you doing all the time, just talking? Murli, I used to read Murli a lot to others. And if people hear, they would say, Sudesh and they were fighting. Sudesh and Devi were fighting. Sudesh and Sheila were fighting. So name might will become. So I wrote a letter to Baba. Baba, everything is fine. But this I don't feel good in the center. Baba wrote me a letter. You know that they are old. And they have actually, they are the cows of Gopal. These mothers are called cows. And they used to give milk, right? A time was there, then they did service and they were happy. And when she became old, they want the young girl should help them. And so they have stopped giving milk. And when the cows stops giving milk, she kicks with the leg. She doesn't give milk anymore. So then they comment with tongue rather than the leg. So he wrote me this letter. So I became very careful that I make them keep happy. One time, one father came with conversation with me and he said that I see that you see very happy. You are contented here. But my daughter, he had three daughters and they were living at different places. He said that my daughter here, living is not so happy. What is the secret that you are happy? I said that what I see is I see that what is good in them, which is not in me. And so though I see their behavior is not so well, so good, their old sanskaras, their old drama. But something which very good in them, which I don't have. And this mother was very careless. She used to, because we did everything ourselves, cleaning, helping in cooking, reading Murli, giving lectures, going outside for exhibition. But every day, two times cleaning was there. And so this mother will come after cleaning, not thinking it's wet, she would come and make the floor dirty. How to actually become free from her influence? And so what I did, I said, I see always something which is good in them and not in me. And this woman, mother, used to take water glass and keep the glass for 1 minute, 2 minutes in hand and remember Baba with so much love. I said this inside, that this sister, this mother has so much attention on drinking water, eating food, that she would remember Baba first. I don't have this. I much imbibe these qualities. Mm-hmm. And that quality from her is still with me, that when I drink water, I always first remember and then I drink water. So it was her gift that keep my mind clean, and I did not have any kind of why or what for her. She gave me a good gift. So not to compare your qualities with the weakness of others. I told this brother that I don't care, I don't compare, and so these qualities. So that is the secret of harmony. Though Mama and Baba not always there, they definitely they were living in Mount Abu, and this 12 years I did not live with Baba in Madhuban, but teachings of Baba helped us. Yeah.
Wow. If anyone wants to ask Didi something, the mic is there in front. And while you are coming, I might have one more question.
Yeah.
You've often talked about love.
Yeah.
Many different stages of love and different aspects of love. But then there is the balance between love and law. Are there different levels of law?
Yeah.
And how is this important not to become maybe vulnerable or sensitive and get hurt? So,
see, Baba has always actually, this Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Godly University is based on balance of love and law. Every day Baba's Murli starts with love. And in between he again and again reminds us of the discipline that we need to follow. Teaching itself is based on this. And so in the same way, Baba's love and law, if someone has made a big mistake, then at that time, Baba would stop their murli. For example, somebody has, so Baba would say, if you are not practicing it, you will not get, it used to come by post. But then law is then giving them time to realize, he would start their murli again. If somebody has stopped and had made some wrong things, mistake in life, then when they come back, Baba would not say, now you have become Shudra, you cannot become Brahmin. Again he would accept them, encourage them, but show the build them the experience that how their status is, they have lost that opportunity to keep their status elevated. They have to work again. It is just like somebody has fallen from the fifth floor, and then in order to become the bones are broken, in order to become healthy again, you have lost three types of efforts. First, your past is gone. Second, present time you might be working very well, but you are clearing the past. That third is losses, that the time you are spending now is actually you would have spent to make beautiful effort for the futures. Future time. So though you are making very good effort, but you are only paying the debts. So Baba created a very deep understanding of keeping the balance, continue to earn. How much you lose it, check, you are earning that much. Then again, keeping love and law when in relationship. If somebody becomes very dependent on you, it means you are creating account. Though you have served them, you have uplifted them, but they became attached with you, it means you have lost the balance. You have given, the balance is kept actually equally, keeping balance, equal detachment and then loving. Seeing what they need, the correction and also connection with Baba.
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmo ke balkar hi, Satyug mein tumko aana hai. Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo.
The most important balance is the balance for my own self. It is self-checking. If I love myself and I love my stage and I hear my appreciation, then I have to always see how much I can accept my criticism, correction, and advice given with which attitude did I accept it? If I can accept appreciation, can I also accept the correction? Another balance is there that Baba gives me praise every day in the Murli. Then, or Baba or someone gives appreciation to others, then is my heart really honesty, purity within the self? Am I here to happy? If I am happy to hear my praise, am I really happy when I hear the praise of others? To keep the balance of purity of the mind and purity of the intellect. And so it is begins with the self, that balance, what Baba is teaching me, how much I have in, I like very much, how much I put into practice. My own checking. This is why Baba has given a very clear picture of balance of four arms of Vishnu. So Swadarshan Chakra. I see my own mirror every day. Swadarshan. Throughout the day, I check how much I have seen goodness that Baba gave me an opportunity and how much goodness is in others that they are doing. No comparison, competition in this aspect. Swadarshan. So not Pardarshan, but more Swadarshan. That is checking. Then other is the subject of yoga. Am I busy in jnana many long time? How much balance I have of yoga? Is my love and interest and depth of the same level as my depth is of knowledge? So it is not a balance. So it means that my state of mind cannot be happy. If knowledge makes me happy, yoga makes me happy. I much enjoy yoga same as much I enjoy knowledge. So Swadarshan Chakra and balanced with mace, with yoga power. Then balance with Swadarshan Chakra and lotus flower. That am I detached in situations that I have to go through or others are in it? How much I can keep myself detached and practical dharana, understanding yoga and dharana. Then fourth is service. A lot of opportunities for service. But am I really keeping the balance of self-service and service of others? This is what it is. This balance creates bliss in life. The secret of balance, secret of bliss is the balance of the four subjects or the four arms of Vishnu. That's what makes us worthy soul to go into the golden age.
One question came in. It's about the bhog. So, sister is asking, what must I do to contribute for bhog? Can I do it only when I'm in Madhuban? Can you please give some guidance?
No, it is actually what Baba had given or Dadis had given, the balance about the wealth that we have. 1% is for our livelihood. 1% is that your own future, because your own security. 1% is you support at the center, 1/4. and rest you save for Madhuban. So when you are, it means every month, you are also keeping Madhuban in mind, you are keeping the center in mind, and you are also keeping our future in mind, and you are looking your family and your responsibility in the family and yourself.
Offering book?
Offering.
Was that? Yeah. I think the question included also offering book. Can we offer book at home?
Of course. If you are following all the discipline, then you offer book. Of course. Without purifying the food, how can we eat it? Without being trusty of the food, it is we are not making our mind powerful. So cleanliness is next to godliness. I keep everything made clean, pure, and then we can offer it in this way, certainly. And if the home is not a vegetarian, in the same kitchen is being cooked other food, then it is better you offer fruit and not offering the other bhog. Because the pots are the same, everything is the same. But this is a very fine thing, different situations with different people at different time. So different things are there.
Om Shanti Didi, thank you for coming and sharing with us. A quick question, not just in this session, but when you read the Murli also, I'm sure we all have noticed that the wealth of churning which you have and how you share it with us. So can you please share a secret and maybe some tips for us on how we can go into the depths of ocean and churn?
So, when I'm reading Murli, first thing is that I don't think I am reading Murli. My consciousness is, I am hearing Murli, but Baba had said, I'm reading it again. But Baba is reading to me. I am hearing, in this way, I am hearing Murli. Another thing is, as I think, it is love letter. And so certainly I enjoy Baba's love letter and I enjoy his correction. I accept his criticism in a sense that he is very direct. And especially I like his direct, correct comment that how you have become monkeys. And then I feel, I analyze it. Really, I have become monkey. And then I didn't share why he said monkey. Because monkey has copying nature. And I check that, do I copy like other people? Other people are doing this and getting praise. I should also do that. Other people doing this one and getting position. I should do that. No, I don't have to copy anyone. I have my own values. So I go into the depth of it. Monkey has attachment. And I check, do I have attachment? And really, I don't remember my relatives. Very rare come in my mind. Means I am here in India for 3 months, 4 months, never phone them. Because I don't have any work to do with them. So it's a natural, and for example, mother left body, father left body, so of course a time has to come to leave the body. Many stories about in this kind of situation, I check, have I conquered really attachment? So then Baba speaks about, also you are a Brahmari, it means you are a bumblebee. I pay attention, that whoever comes in front of me, do I speak one or two words of jnana to them or not? I apply this. This is why I enjoy talking to them. I enjoy sharing one or two points with them. And so I think Baba has called me Brahmani, he has called me Brahmari, and so I prove that I am Brahmari. I am doing Brahm because there's no insects here. Here are Brahmins. So walking, talking, eating, I talk with the Brahman points with other. Maybe sometimes someone may misunderstand because I have an example. Sometime I spoke about, Baba spoke about the wealth of knowledge. And I said to one person, oh, your bank balance must be increased. So immediately took it that I'm speaking about money is earning. So sometimes it is misunderstanding, but I don't mind. I clear with them then afterwards. So I continue to share knowledge with others. So whatever Baba gives attention, I churn. And whenever I am in shower, I have free time. I always stick up one or two points from the Murli and I churn at that time. And those points then I enjoy it, I share with others. So it is churning is not sitting and churning, walking, talking, eating, sitting, seeing anything. I churn it. I understand the meaning of it. Mm. For example, other day Baba said your statues are made. And so I checked, is my statue made by paper? Paper will be torn out quickly. Is my statue made on a cloth? It is a cloth, it will take long time to put it in a frame. People will just work it out. Is my statue framed it? It is in frame, I won't shake. So I keep myself in a frame. So anything I have, I go into the comparison of that. So this is the trick of churning. Not just read only the point, but go into the meaning behind it.
There is one last question.
Yeah, actually it's regarding the shrug book. Actually I was referring to the shrug book.
My hearing advice is closed.
I want to know further, how do...
Battery is gone. Okay, huh? Now come back.
Shrug book.
Yes.
Shrug book. I want to know further about shrug book. Do we need to be in Madhuban to offer, or we just have to contribute and inform that we want to contribute for the shrug book? And I know there's another book called Madhaji book, but that one not necessary, because I think if our intellect is disconnected from our family, our locket family, so you don't need to do that, because by doing that, it's like telling my mind that I'm like, you know, giving my confirmation that I have removed my attachment to the locket world.
You so, can come in, because situation of everyone is different. Time is different. Different time, different situations, different kind of responsibility. So you can come and talk to me personally, and then I can give advice accordingly. But generally it is according to your capacity, knowing the secret. Sometimes we think, my capacity is not so much. My capacity is not, and we become very mice. Other time is, my fortune is great. I am not donating. I am not giving donation to Baba. I am planting the seed. The more I plant it, the more I reap it. Am I doing the farming or am I the gardener? Farming means you sow and cut, get praise and name and fame. Or you do it full, incognito, and let grow the tree. So my churning is not only on one aspect, a different aspect of churning. and situation, everyone is different. I can share with you personally. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Now time to finish.
Time is over. Yes. So thank you so much. Should we...